The deadly attack came as the minority Shiite community of Pakistan was getting ready to mark its annual mourning, known as Ashura. Doctors say that women and children were among the victims. The Federal Interior Ministry spokesman Javed Iqbal Chima says the attack occurred when the mosque was crowded with Shiite worshippers.
15-16 saal ka ek ladka aaya hai aur usne andar jaane ki koshish ki hai.
He says the teenage suicide attacker detonated the bomb when security guards tried to prevent him from entering the main hall of the mosque. The government says it has ordered a high-level investigation into the attack. Police say they suspect the bombing might have been carried out by extremist Sunni militants linked to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda terror networks. Thursday's explosion took place near another Shiite mosque, where a suicide attack last year killed at least 11 people. The blast follows a wave of suicide attacks against Pakistani security forces and politicians in recent months, killing scores of people, including former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Speaking in a program on the national television, President Pervez Musharraf, an important U.S. ally in the war against terrorism, vowed to rid Pakistan of religious extremism.
Suicide bombers, dekhe. Ye pagal log hai.
President Musharraf described suicide bombers as mad people who are misguided into thinking they are serving Islam. The latest violence comes as Pakistanis are gearing up for parliamentary elections next month. The government has advised top politicians to avoid big election rallies, citing militant threats to their security. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.